Hello, once again, this is Dr. Phil Fernandez, the pastor of Trinity Bible Fellowship, the vice president of the International Society of Christian Apologetics, and the director of the Doctor of Ministry in Apologetics program for Veritas International University. And we're continuing our series right now on Christ's death. We looked at false, inadequate views of Christ's death and the true view of Christ's death. And now I want to just add to it. Now, so Christ died as a substitute sacrifice for our sins, the substitutionary atonement, the vicarious atonement. He died as a substitute sacrifice for our sins. He took our punishment for us. He died in our place. But I want to bring up two other factors, two implications of that. One is that God demonstrates his own love toward us in Christ dying for us, and the other one is that God demonstrates his justice for us. That might seem like almost like a contradiction, how God could demonstrate both his love and his justice. That you would think they were two opposite extremes. But Paul says this, though. Romans 5, chapter 5, verse 8, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." You know, I'll be honest with you, atheism is a smokescreen. The idea, you know, it's either in the beginning God created the universe, or in the beginning nothing created the universe. Nothing is nothing, therefore nothing can do nothing, therefore nothing can cause nothing. From nothing, nothing comes. And so this idea that that God doesn't exist is just weak. I mean, it doesn't explain the complexity and order in the universe that didn't get here by coincidence. It was intelligently designed. The moral experience that even atheists have. Atheists will claim certain things are right and wrong. Well, there's got to be a moral lawgiver. The fact that even atheists believe human reason works shows that deep down inside they know that their reason must have a rational cause. So atheism really doesn't answer the questions, but also a non-personal God, the God of Hinduism and some branches of Buddhism and the New Age movement, where God is a non-personal force, pantheism, God is everything, and God is a non-personal force. No, personality is not an illusion. It's real, and it has to have a real cause. And the reason why we have personality is we were created by a personal God. So in the end, and by the way, truth, morality, all these things would be illusions. Reason, human reason, if God were not a personal God. So in the end, the concepts of God that are the only real viable options are the theistic religions, Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. But here we see that Christ's death on the cross for our sins shows that the concept of God, the God of Christianity, is more loving than the God of the present state of Judaism, which rejects Jesus and rejects the doctrine of the Trinity, and the false God of Islam, Allah. God loves us so much that he sent his own son to die on the cross for our sins. And I don't know about you, but I wouldn't sacrifice my daughter or my grandson for people's sins. And so the idea that God demonstrates his love for us, and that how much does God love us? He loved us so much that he sacrificed his son. He had his son slaughtered in our place. And that far surpasses the love of the present concept of the God in Judaism that rejects Jesus as Savior, and the false concept of God in Islam. So God demonstrates his own love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So how much does God love us? He loved us so much, he sacrificed his son in our place. God said, "I want Phil Fernandez to be with me in heaven so much. I love him so much, even though he doesn't deserve heaven. I'm going to slaughter my son who doesn't deserve it, doesn't deserve the punishment. I'm going to slaughter my son in his place." But God not only demonstrates his own love toward us in Christ dying for us, but he also demonstrates his justice for us as well. Look at Romans 3, verses 20 through 26. "Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in God's sight, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe, for there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation or atonement or sacrifice, displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith. This was to demonstrate what? This was to demonstrate His righteousness, God's justice, because in the forbearance of God He passed over the sins previously committed. See, God cannot forgive sin unless they've been paid for in full. Jesus' death demonstrates how just God is because He punished Jesus in our place. Verse 26, for the demonstration, I say, of His righteousness at the present time, that He may be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. And so Christ's death on the cross not only demonstrates God's love for us. How much did He love us? He loved us so much He sacrificed His Son in our place. But Christ's death on the cross also demonstrates God's justice. How just is God? God is so just He cannot allow sinners into heaven unless their sin has been paid for in full. God is so just that He had to sacrifice His Son in our place. So at the cross of Christ, what we see is the display and the demonstration of God's love for sinful humanity, and the display of God's perfect justice, His infinite justice. And this is demonstrated in the cross of Christ. The present concept of the God of God in Judaism, I guess God just sweeps sin under the rug, because bloodshed of animals can't take away sins, and they're without a substitute sacrifice. Islam doesn't have a substitute sacrifice, no ultimately worthy substitute sacrifice. Only in Christianity do you have the ultimately worthy substitute sacrifice, which satisfies the justice of God. So when Christ died on the cross for our sins, God demonstrates His own love toward us, and He demonstrates His justice. God is so just, He cannot forgive sin unless it's been paid for in full. And when Jesus died on the cross, He paid for our sins in full. This is Pastor Phil Fernandez from Trinity Bible Fellowship. You can reach us at Trinity Bible Fellowship, P.O. Box 3264. That's 3264, Bremerton, Washington, 98310. That's 98310. You can visit our websites. You can visit my Facebook page or Trinity Bible Fellowship or Institute of Biblical Defense Facebook pages. You could visit our websites, sermonaudio.com/IBD or philfernandez.org, and you can subscribe to the Phil Fernandez Show. Thank you. God bless you.